Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The drill conducted last month by the San Francisco Fire Department simulated a one-alarm fire at Chase Center.
The first engine arrived in under 4 minutes. It is two blocks away, Station 4.
But Fire Chief Janine Nicholson says it took a medical unit 25 minutes to travel from downtown to the arena, more than double the average response time. But Nicholson told the SF Fire Commission there's an important caveat for this fire drill.
Let's reiterate that units responding to this drill did not use emergency lights and sirens, which counts for some of the delay.
Warrior spokesperson PJ Johnston tells KCBS they've been working with the fire department and the SFMTA to find the best routes to get to Chase Center from different parts of the city in different traffic conditions.
We believe wholeheartedly that the San Francisco Fire Department will be ready and will provide excellent emergency response service when Chase Center finally opens.
Traffic has been one of the main concerns from opponents of Chase Center's construction, especially if it affects ambulances headed to the nearby UCSF Medical Center. Matt Bigler, KCBS.